Now, this is is about the sewer.
Can you please state your name and spell your name for the record, please?
E.B. Van Ekeren. Y.B.I. Van, V.A.N. Capital E.K.E.R.E.N. I live on 731 Santa Isabel in Los Osos.
Okay, thank you. You have 3 minutes, ma'am.
The people in Los Osos may be divided about the location of the sewer, but they are united about getting a sewer. I think I am speaking for everybody here when I say that we want a sewer, and the sooner the better. Los Osos is not just another place to live. It's special. In Los Osos, the rich live next to the poor. They seem to belong together, like a positive and a negative shape fit together. The rich take care of the poor, and the poor help the rich. We are not a bunch of people that need to be taught a lesson, but rather an example of what a democracy should be all about. This is why I think your method of dealing with our sewer problem is wrong. Let me give you an example of what will happen when you continue your lottery system. During the Second World War, I lived in Holland under the German occupation. The German army needed local men to work for them, and all able men under 50 years that were not needed otherwise had to register. Strangely enough, all men under 50 suddenly disappeared or showed up with falsified passes. From time to time, the soldiers held what was called a razzia. They went from house to house to arrest offenders, who were then put in prison and made to work for the Germans. It was fairly easy to escape from the local prisons, but the Germans had a foolproof way to avoid that. Every morning, if someone was missing the roll call, they would pick 10 people at random and execute them. It worked very well for them, for very few escaped after that, but it created an intense hatred against the Germans that was felt by everyone in the community. Punishing people at random is terribly unfair. Your lottery system is somewhat like that. You do not execute us, but you take away the roof over our heads. If you continue this lottery system, you are creating an enemy. Do you want us to get a sewer, or are you after our blood by adding severe fines to our ever-increasing debt, thus making it impossible for us to hire a lawyer to defend us? We are a well-educated community. Please listen to the people of Los Osos. We are not your enemy. We want your cooperation, not your vengeance. We want to work with you to get a sewer. It is not our fault that San Luis Obispo never followed up on a mandated system to clean up our septic tanks. We value our water supply and want to clean it up rather than spend our money on fines and lawyers. Los Osos is our place. We live here. And we do not want to be dictated what to do by a board that was not elected by us and seems to be intended to silence our voice by making threats. Los Osos will not be silenced. Our CSD can come up with a reasonable plan to take care of the pumping of every tank in Los Osos. Please include us in decisions that concern us. After all, we are the ones that will have to pay for our sewer. Is it unreasonable that we should have a say in it? Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your comments. Let's go to item...
Joe?
Yes.
Could I speak a public comment? I'll take less than 3 minutes. I have a card here. I would just like to inform the board that this... Thank you. My name is Nancy Castle. I'm trying to shorten time. AGP
is
video.
Is this about the video?
Yes. Just public comment. You open public comment.
Actually, we're not opening public comment. This was a specific request because she had to leave for medical reasons.
I also have to leave. Can I just thank the community for paying for the video production services today?
Sure.
The regional board staff was unable to find funding, and so the community has come together to allow us to be here, and I wanted to thank them. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you.
I would appreciate it if there will be no clapping and applause during this afternoon session.